Hello, and welcome to Egan Berger and Weiner's radio show, Finance Rules, on the Incandescent Radio Network. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, your co-host, here today to bring you another interesting conversation to help you make educated decisions about your financial future. Case in point, what should you do when your retired spouse wants to go back to work or start his or her own business? That's the issue that recently came up for financial advisor Sheldon Weiner and his wife Sharon. She had a problem that many retirees had to face. For when Sharon retired a few years ago at age 65 from her longtime corporate job, she wasn't interested in staying home and becoming a full-time babysitter for her grandchildren. She wanted to continue to work, be of value, and bring some extra money in if she could. She decided she wanted to start her own business. But what would the consequences be? Where would she start? And how would Sheldon be supportive and helpful? Today, he's here to share his story, knowing that many couples in retirement face the same dilemma. Welcome to your show, Shel. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Hope. Thank you for inviting me on.
Oh, very good. So I understand you went through this decision recently. Tell us about it.
Well, I've been going through this decision for many years with many of my clients. In fact, statistics tell us 51% of people think about starting their own business after they have retired from their normal job. And that's exactly what happened with my wife. As you said, she wanted to get out and be able to get out in the world, make some money, and get to meet with other people, socialize.
Yeah, fair enough, right? She spent a long time at work, and now she wanted to didn't want to retire and be done. So what were some of the factors that went into her decision to start her own business? Because she had probably other options.
Well, yes, she had several options. And, of course, the first thing that we did in our strategy was put together a solid business plan. You got to know where you're going to be able to accomplish your goals. So we decided to sit down and wrote where she wanted her business to be, who were her prospective clients and customers, and all kinds of different things of that type. Then we took this plan and we talked to professionals, CPAs, lawyers, discovering what type of business entity we should enter into, and what was the best way to proceed. One of the easiest things for me was to evaluate Sharon's skills. What was she good at? Was it selling, which turned out to be correct, or was it making something or talking to people? What exactly were the things in her personality that made her be able to run this business? Then we had to calculate how to finance a startup business. Where was the money going to come from? Close to 70% of people use their own savings to start a business. That's fine. We decided to use a combination of savings and financing so that we would have enough money. Another big issue was whether or not to hire employees. Did she need one employee, two employees? How were we going to pay them? How were we going to be assured that we could handle all the legal requirements for employees? So that had to be considered. And, of course, one of my big issues, I wanted to protect our current assets. I didn't want to lose anything in this venture, if at all possible. We had to be realistic about all this, what would work, what would not work. And finally, we devised an exit strategy. How long was she going to work this business? 3 years, 5 years? And when it was time to get rid of it, what were we going to do? In our case, we decided we wanted our family, our grandkids and children, to possibly take it over at some point.
So smart and clever, as of course you would be, Sheldon. So why did you guys pick Kona Ice?
Well, it's an interesting story. My wife happened to see a Kona Ice truck one day, and they sell shaved tropical ice. And she remembered from her childhood how much she used to love those, and it looked like such an easy business to her. Just pull up to a spot, open the window, and do business. Well, of course, turned out not to be that easy. But that is what she decided to do, and we bought our first truck in the end of 2013. And she loves it. She gets up happier every day. As far as she's concerned, she plays with kids all day. And we also raise a lot of money. We go to churches, synagogues, schools, and whatever event they're having, we come in, they tell us where to park and who to write the check for. We give a percentage right off the top. So she feels she is doing a service for everybody. She gets to talk to all kinds of people and socialize, but mostly I think she enjoys working with the kids.
So it sounds like it's playing out beautifully for everyone. Is it also making you guys money?
Yes, it is. We now have 2 trucks, and even though I'm a little hesitant, she's thinking of buying more equipment. We're not making a fortune yet, but the main thing is she's having so much fun doing it.
Oh, and you are such a doll to put that up there on the priority list, if not at the top. So, and you have one of your sons is working with her, is that correct?
Yes, one of my sons is working with her, and we have another employee. And again, it's building, and she's creating quite an empire, really.
The Kona Ice Empire for Sheldon and Sharon Weiner. I love it. Would you advise other couples in retirement to follow in these footsteps?
Absolutely. The steps that I mentioned earlier, I have been talking to my clients for many, many years about this, and it works. You've got to plan how to get in, how you're going to manage everything, and what is the right way of exiting the plan. So basically, I fully think that the main step is to talk to professionals who can judge whether your business plan is going to work and help you along the way.
Excellent advice. You are listening to Sheldon Weiner, a founding partner of Eigenberger & Weiner, on their Finance Rules radio show on the Incandescent Radio Network. Thank you so much for your time, Shel. We really appreciate it, and congratulations to you and Sharon on this decision.
Thank you very much.
So we will talk to you soon from the Incandescent Radio Network. For more information, of course, about Eigenberger & Weiner Financial Services, go to www.ebwllc.com, also www.ebwfinancialnews.com. Tons of information on there about how to plan ahead for retirement. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs. We look forward to talking to you again soon.